During talks in Brussels on Friday, the EU's Commissioner for Employment, Social Affairs and Inclusion, Laszlo Andor, warned Czech Education Minister Josef Dobeš that his ministry could lose millions of euros in subsidies over poorly administered EU projects. The EU Commissioner pointed out mistakes in public procurement and said that EU funds were not always used as stated in approved projects. He said the Czech government must take immediate and effective measures to correct these failings or resign itself to losing most of the funds it could draw from the Education for Competitiveness operational program. Mr. Dobeš said he realized the gravity of the situation and promised to implement corrective measures within the next few weeks. The European Commissioner said further talks in March would be decisive with respect to further EU funding. According to a survey conducted by the Median Agency and published in Friday's edition of the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, former Prime Minister Jan Fischer would receive the most votes if direct presidential elections were held today. Roughly a third of respondents said they would cast their ballot for the former Prime Minister, who headed an interim government between April of 2009 and July 2010. If elections were held today, economist Jan Švejnar would receive a sixth of the vote, while entrepreneur Tomio Okamura polled at 10%. Only 6% of respondents said they would vote for candidate Karel Schwarzenberg, the current foreign minister. The Czech Senate approved an amendment to the constitution that paves the way for direct presidential elections on Wednesday. Czechs will be able to vote for their president directly for the first time in March of 2013, when current president Václav Klaus's second term in office expires. The Czech Republic has won an arbitration case against the Swiss consortium O Economicus, the Czech finance ministry said on Friday. The Swiss consortium took the Czech state to court over allegedly having violated the Czech-Swiss agreement on the protection of investments. The court victory will save the state 5 billion crowns, and the Swiss company has also been ordered to cover all court expenses. On a visit to neighbouring Germany, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Friday that the Czech Republic did not intend to build transformers in order to block electricity overflows from Germany. The Czech grid is occasionally overloaded by these flows, in particular when the output of wind farms in northern Germany is high. In such cases, there is a danger of a blackout for the Czech grid. Prime Minister Nečas said Prague had decided to take measures in favour of strengthening the country's own transmission networks. At the same time, he said the Czech Republic expected Germany to move to solve the problem on its own territory. A wax heart sculpture made in memory of the late President Václav Havel has been installed on the plaza of the Czech National Theatre. The sculpture, made by artists Lukáš Gavlovský and Roman Švejda, was created from leftover wax from the many thousands of candles that Czechs lit for Václav Havel on town squares around the country. The sculpture is 2 meters tall and weighs over 2 tons. Weather allowing, it should remain there until April. Czechs will celebrate Tax Freedom Day on June 19th this year. That is 4 days later than in 2011, according to the calculations of the financial company Patria Finance. According to the company's chief economist, David Marek, the main reason for the slide is the raising of the lower VAT rate, which has raised the tax quota from 34.7% to 35.1% of GDP. Tax Freedom Day is the first day of the year in which a nation as a whole has theoretically earned enough income to fund its annual tax burden. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring clear to partly cloudy skies, with day temperatures dropping to minus 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.